What's the worst guy's bedroom you've ever encountered?
I guess just the ones are like still like from their childhood, and they still have like the trains like on their bed sheets, and like clearly like their mother like picked it out and they have yet to ever change it.
If there was just like a bed in the bedroom and there was nothing else in it, it was really creepy. It was like Dexter or something.
The fact that it hasn't been cleaned in so long that the floors were sticky.
Welcome to Undressed. I'm Megan Collins of Style Girlfriend. Thanks so much for being here. If you guys have been listening for a while, you know that this is our chance to talk to interesting folks living their lives with style and maybe helping me and helping you along the way figure out how to do that for yourself. If you haven't already, please do go hit that subscribe button in iTunes and maybe even leave us a review if you'd be so kind. We would love it. It really does help us get noticed by other interesting, amazing, inquisitive people like yourself, so we do appreciate it. This episode is brought to you by 5-4 Club. It's a simple, affordable way to expand your wardrobe, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it later on, so listen for that. Today, we're talking to Ariel Kay. Ariel is the super cool, rad founder of Parachute Home, which sells luxury bedding and linens at just like a super affordable price point thanks to a direct-to-consumer model that's all the rage these days. Warby Parker much? And like me, she actually left a career in advertising to pursue a passion. For her, that was home and design, and I love what she's doing. Started back in 2014, the LA-based brand, they cut out the markups that come with, I mean, you get it, traditional retail, and how they did that is by selling their products exclusively online. That just means that Ariel and company can sell, you know, luxe bedding. We're talking $1,000 plus quality sheets, guys, starting at under $100. They are slowly taking over the rest of your home with a recent launch of bath towels that I, for one, want to just cozy up in and not get dressed then. Can I just maybe wear them? I don't know. Is that a thing? Can we start a fashion trend? They're not stopping there. So that's why I wanted to talk with Ariel, who is in from Venice into New York for the week. And I just got the real deal on everything from thread counts to what women do and definitely do not want to see when they first walk into a guy's bedroom, and why you might just want to invest in a robe or two. Have a listen.
Okay, so I'm here with Ariel Kay. We are very weirdly in your hotel room in New York City. Thank you for having us up here.
My pleasure.
I'm not usually the kind of girl that goes up to someone's hotel room on the first meeting.
The first date.
This is lovely. I want to jump into talking about how you came to found Parachute Home. I find it really interesting. You come from an advertising background.
I do.
Which is my background as well, that I ran from like it was on fire. So tell me how you got started.
Sure. So I was in advertising, like you mentioned, and which I loved. I was on the strategic side of creative doing a lot of consumer behavior research, which I mentioned just because it's a big part of how we've built Parachute, really being consumer first, and as we grow. I was in advertising, but I've always loved home, and that's really where this idea started. I've been a super interior design specialist or interior design enthusiast. That's what you can describe. Exactly. But I really love interior design. And when I was in grad school, I had an interior design blog. I started helping friends and family decorate their homes for fun. And it just became this like passion side project that I wasn't getting paid for, but I was doing because it was really something that I enjoyed and it was a creative outlet for me.
Yeah.
It got to the point, you know, that I, when people asked me what I did professionally, that I wanted to tell them that I was an interior designer, even though I really wasn't. And that's really kind of when the wheels started turning. As someone that's worked in the advertising industry, it can be challenging, especially being at a big agency. I got to a point where I felt like I wasn't being inspired, and there was a lot of politics, and I just was ready for something new. And I had a lot of friends joining early stage startups or founding their own companies, and I was just seeing this like true passion and real excitement around building something. And I realized that was really what was missing from my career, was this idea of building something and this physical product and having something to really be proud of and make an impact around. So
did you ever think you'd be an entrepreneur?
You know, I, not really, but I've had a really unconventional career path and just education background. Both my parents are entrepreneurs, so I never really was told that I needed to climb a corporate ladder. That wasn't the example that was set for me, and my parents have always been really supportive. So from a young age, I never really, like, I mean, I had jobs that I stayed at for 3 months and was like, this isn't for me. And so, you know, which isn't, I don't necessarily recommend that, but, you know, I've always been very curious.
This is not a career.
Yeah, exactly. I've always been very curious. I always wanted to try new things, like test the waters here and there. So, you know, it's very fitting. But, you know, really comes to making impact and doing something that I really felt passionate about. And so when it was really time to move on, I was really thinking about next steps. I, you know, was like, I want to do something that I can be passionate about. I want to build something that's like startup world. And then my passion is home. How can I make those align? And then there wasn't a company I wanted to work for. And this was 2012. So direct-to-consumer companies like Warby Parker and Everlane were gaining momentum. And I really started thinking critically about this category and how, you know, what I could do. And, you know, all of a sudden I decided I was going to start my own business.
And you were here in New York at the
time. I was here in New York at the time. I was here for about the first 4 months of the inception of Parachute, which was great because there's a lot of textile businesses. So I, you know, because I don't have a textile background, I had to do this really quick education for myself about how these things are made and, you know, what, you know, thread count is and or isn't and sure. all of that. So I...
Did you have to fight any imposter syndrome on that front? Or did you feel like, nope, I'm just going to learn it and...
I think, sure. I mean, I think people were, you know, when I called various manufacturing or designers and said, hey, can I have this meeting? I want to start this business. People were like, I'll, like, humor you. You know, like, oh, that's
better
sweet.
Better than saying no.
Yeah, that's sweet. I mean, even our, you know, the first thing I did after I quit my job was I went to Europe and visited 15 factories in Portugal and Italy. And, you know, one of those factories is our Italian manufacturer that we work with today. And they love to remind me that when I came in, you know, to their factory outside of Florence, you know, in 2013, they were like, yeah, right. Like, who is this crazy American girl coming here saying that she's going to start some direct-to-consumer business and, you know, talking about all these things and not knowing anything. And so, you know, it's been nice. They definitely are happily surprised, you know, with every PO we place and with every wire we send them.
I think passion hides a multitude of sins when it comes to being an entrepreneur.
Sure.
If you can show enthusiasm for it, you can learn the jargon later.
Totally. And I mean, there's no better education than actually doing, you know? And so for, you know, it's like you learn a language so much better when you're in the country. You know, I think it's the same thing with building a business. There's things that I never thought I would ever know ever. And I am now an expert in them, you know, and there's so much that I've learned along the way. That, you know, 10 years ago, if you told me that I would be talking about the, you know, manufacturing of textiles or the way that, you
You're
know...
You're using textiles as a word.
Yeah, totally, totally, you know, it's...
these textiles.
I mean, I even have moments, you know, all the time where I'm just like, oh, is this... What am I talking about? But I love it, you know, and it's been an amazing journey, and it's been a real, real adventure.
And now you're back in LA.
Now I'm back in LA, so I moved back to start the business. We launched Parachute in LA, in Venice Beach. I'm born and raised in LA, so when it came time to think about, you know, turning my life upside down, I was like, hey, why not move across the country while I'm at it and do that too. And I love my time in New York, and it's always great to be back. We now have a store in LA, which has been amazing and wonderful, and getting to connect with customers in real life is just unlike anything that you get to experience online.
So I want to back up and just talk a little bit about
sure.
sort of the reasoning behind, you know, betting as sort of Parachute's first launch product. People spend, I've read, a third of their lives in bed.
That's true.
Which sounds amazing. I wish I could spend.
Agreed.
I feel like that statistic does not sound right to me, but tell me, why do so many people sleep on just terrible sheets?
You know, I think it's the kind of thing that if you, you know, it's like the more you know how they say that phrase? you know, once you've had that experience of sleeping on incredible sheets, it's really hard to go back. I think, you know, one of the things that's been so exciting to see over the past few years is this trend of wellness and really investing in yourself. And I think sleep really plays into that. And for me, that was a big part of why I wanted to start with the bed and start focused because, you know, for us, we hear every day from customers that, you know, these are the best sheets I've ever slept on and you're actually improving my health in that way. And so, you know, to be able to connect with customers and really, you know, have that impact is really powerful, and it really forms a strong bond. But sleep is really important. You know, it impacts every aspect of your life, your health, your happiness, productivity, your wellness. I know that, you know, when I don't get a good night's sleep, it's really challenging for me to be functional as a human. And so, you know, I think to be able to have, you know, when you think about what can enhance or take away from that, you know, you sleep, you spend a third of your life in bed, and these are the products and the fabrics that really are, they're on your skin. It's very intimate, it's very sensual, and I don't think a lot of people think about the fact that, you know, how you sleep, you know, some people sleep warm, some people sleep cold, what you're actually feeling against your skin can really change whether or not you are having a good night of sleep. So,
and you mentioned to me before we started recording that you said half of your customer base is
male? Yeah, 50% of our customers are men, you know, and that was something that I really believe that there wasn't a brand that appealed to men in the market, and that men were being completely underserved in this home category in general. And what I was seeing, you know, so often is that, you know, men really did want to have this inviting home, and really, you know, were staying single longer, which, you know, made it more important for them to make purchase decisions without, you know, a female partner.
You can only use those XL twin sheets from your
exactly,
college dorm.
Exactly, exactly. And so, and you know, like home itself is a category seeing such, you know, it's having such a moment. I think a moment that's here to last. You know, people really are putting so much effort in creating these environments and entertaining at home and really making it welcoming. So, you know, I think, you know, having a comfortable bed, you know, we all have such busy days and lives, being able to crawl into bed and feel that sense of relief and like just, you know, there's nothing better. And so I think once people really get that, you know, they can't imagine sleeping on those Batman sheets anymore.
I totally agree with that. And I am very curious, sort of, I agree with the fact that, you know, bedding is, home is having a moment. I have trouble calling home as a category. It just sounds very fancy to me. But yes, home. I'm just really curious, when I started to think about it, I don't necessarily have stats to back this up, but I'm sure you can kind of either confirm or negate. It doesn't seem like there's brand loyalty when it comes to bedding. Like, I am not being like, oh, like this sheet set that I got from X, Y, or Z 10 years ago is wearing out and I'm absolutely going back to them.
So that was one of my biggest aha moments, actually, was that, you know, I found myself at Bed Bath & Beyond and was like, none of these are brands. You know, I can relate to going to a store, whether it was a Bed Bath & Beyond or a department store, to buy these products, but I have zero brand loyalty. And if someone from the advertising world that helped build brands, that was just, I mean, like, felt like a gold mine. I mean, how, like, I could build a brand that connected with people and actually was a brand in a category that's brandless. And so what we really do focus on is building a brand. And, you know, we are selling these products, but we're really selling a lifestyle as well. And we're trying to really create, you know, a brand that speaks so much beyond the physical product, and it's actually, you know, about wellness, about educating, about buying with confidence, which is something that you never do in this category. And like, who at this point, you know, with so much information online, especially, you shouldn't ever make a purchase without confidence, you know, or at least know that you can return it, or that, you know, there's some sort of you know, consideration and that goes into all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. When you say education, I think that's really interesting. I feel like there's so much conflicting information out there when it comes to especially bedding. Give me the once and for all, the final say, does thread count matter?
It does not.
Oh my God. All right.
Mind
blown.
Sound
the alarm. Tell me everything.
So thread count really doesn't matter. Anything over 400 is a result of manipulation of the fabric. So what you get are double and triple ply, which means they're actually like wrapping the fibers around one another. And if you think about that, that makes it thicker and coarser to the touch. The way that brands or manufacturers compensate for that thickness and that lack of breathability is using synthetic finishes and different coatings like silicon or formaldehyde, which are really not good for you. A lot of those will dissipate also after a few washes, and that's when you get pilling and that kind of wearing down of fabrics, you know, after, you know, very little usage. So what we focus on at Parachute is really high quality fibers. We don't need any manipulation of the fibers to get that really great softness and that really high quality fabric. We don't use any synthetics at all whatsoever. So what you're sleeping on is the natural fibers, and as a result, they'll continue to get softer and softer with use. Which sometimes can be challenging for customers to understand, because they're used to getting those things that are coated in silicone. Yeah. Like, wait, I want this to be, you know, is this going to get softer or like, yeah, crisper, whatever it may be. And so, you know, which is one of the reasons why we have such a great you know, we have a 60-day warranty, and we've got, you know, free shipping and free returns because we want people to really be able to use them, and really shift that mentality around the sheets should feel this way versus these are really high-quality products that are going to continue to get better and last a long time.
Give me, like, a fabric 101.
Sure. So, well, we carry three fabrics, percale, sateen, and linen. Percale and sateen are both made out of cotton.
First of all, can I just interrupt you and say I've never said that word out loud because I didn't know how to pronounce it, but it's a hard C.
We get...
percale.
We get percolate. We get... percale, we get all sorts of things, so you are not alone. It's percale. Percale and sateen. So they're actually made out of the same fibers, and the way that they're woven is what gives them the different feel. So percale is super cool and crisp to the touch. We recommend percale. Most of our male customers actually sleep on percale. It is sort of like that perfect white button-down shirt. Really great for every season. Sateen has a little bit more of a sheen, although ours is more matte, but it's softer, or not softer, it's more smooth to the touch. Linen is made out of flax, which is an entirely different plant, and ours is made from Portugal, which is sort of, we consider the best place in the world to get linen. And linen is also an extremely breathable product. It's actually thicker as a fiber, but it's so dreamy. And it's sort of an acquired taste, I will say that. You know, some people don't, when they get linen, it's very different than a percale or sateen, which they're most used to sleeping on. So for people that, you know, are interested in dabbling in linen, give it some warming up. You know, it might take a second or two to get used to.
Would you say that's a four-season bedding, or is that more of like a summer thing?
Linen. Mm-hmm. Linen's great year-round, to be honest. What you get in hotels is usually sateen, so that's like a little bit more luxe and that smoothness, and that's, you know, when customers ask us, you know, what should I get, which we hear all the time. I mean, people are constantly looking for that education, so if you need help, we can help. We're always happy to. We call ourselves little stylists, our customer service team. You know, they're great at helping out with styling decisions. But sateen is more of that luxe feel. And so if you want that look like you're getting at the Four Seasons or at a fancy hotel, that's definitely for you.
Today's episode of Undressed is brought to you by 5-4 Club. This LA-based brand offers a simple, affordable way to expand your wardrobe. Join the club by completing a short style quiz, and you'll receive a monthly curated package conveniently at your doorstep. The only way to get the clothes is to be a member, so you're sure to stand out in a crowd, not blend in with everyone else. Undressed listeners can get 50% off their first month's package when they sign up with the code STYLEGF. I asked my brother Aaron to take 5-4 for a spin. Over the next few episodes, you'll hear about his experience with the brand. So how would you describe both your style and your, like, shopping process?
Typically, I would say I'm not overly fussy as a shopper. I like to get things done quickly. I have pretty classic taste, so I don't go too outside of the box.
How often would you say you actually go shopping?
Probably say every 4 to 6 months I would go on one of those shopping sprees.
How do you feel about those sprees?
I think I would just see it more as a necessary evil.
Tell me about your experience with 5-4 Clothing. What was the process like getting your order all set up online?
So they kind of talk you through everything right on the website. Tells you to, you know, sign up here. Probably took about 5 to 10 minutes at the most. And as soon as you click submit, they say, you know, your first clothing package is on the way. And that was that. I mean, for somebody who does not love to shop, that was really appealing.
All right, Brother Bear, thank you so much. Tell the Style Girlfriend audience hi.
Hey, Style Girlfriend audience. This is Style Girlfriend's brother, Aaron. It's been a pleasure.
Remember, Undressed listeners can get 50% off their first month's package when they sign up with the code STYLEGF.
Why shouldn't a guy just, you know, like you said, go to Bed Bath & Beyond when he needs new sheets?
You know, your bed is a very important place for lots of reasons. But I think, you know, having really high quality bedding, I think says a lot about who you are as a person, to be honest. I mean, you know, if you are, well, like I said before, there's this trend in investing in yourself. And I think if you're someone that's taking the time to make these decisions that impact how you sleep and how you function and all of that, I think it goes a long way and it really says a lot. And everyone deserves that. I mean, what we've done is created super high quality products and made them super accessibly priced. So, you know, these aren't this is something that, you know, a lot of people can afford. And we've also created a line that is really easy to mix and match. You can buy everything as sets and separates. So you're not really beholden to one look or, you know, buying things that you don't need, which often you get in a place like Bed Bath & Beyond. But really, great sheets, I mean, they can change your life, I swear. There's nothing better. And I really, you know, I mean, I may be biased, but they're so good.
Well, you may be biased, but obviously you're preaching to the choir. I mean, on Style Girlfriend, we talk all the time about the idea of investing in yourself.
Totally.
And so I think it's really interesting. We do talk about home a good amount on the site. You know, helping guys, you know, when you're in your 20s, here's your sort of shopping list for like what you need for your first like grown-up home, those kind of things. I'm curious about what you would say to like guys specifically that they should know about bedroom decor and bathroom decor, because you guys have you do towels as well, or towels. Mm-hmm. What's the category name for that?
Bath.
Yeah,
we call it bath.
Home and bath. For these guys who maybe are interested in entertaining overnight guests.
Sure.
Talk to them about that a little.
So I think, you know, first and foremost, just clean sheets and towels is, you know, let's
even
like,
if they're just the Batman
start, yeah, even start. If they're Batman, let's start with the basics. Like, let's keep things clean. We recommend that you wash your bedding at least 7 to 10 days. And, you know, guys, actually, I mean, this may be a gross generalization, but guys definitely sweat more in their sleep than I think women do. And so you might want to bump that up to once a week, to be honest. And that'll also keep the sheets cleaner and looking better and not getting stains, which are natural, you know, that you're not alone if that happens to you. Having something that's clean is really important. And also for the bathroom, that goes the same. Clean towels. I mean, I can't tell you how, you know, refreshing it is if you are an overnight guest and want to take a shower, being handed a clean folded towel out of a linen closet is really, you know, that's impressive.
Yeah.
And it's great. And like, you know, who doesn't want that?
It's great for return business.
Exactly. And you know, if you really want to get luxurious and really offer a really premium experience, I would say robes also are really nice, especially, you know, like if you're trying to lounge.
Post shower,
you know, hanging out in a bathrobe is really, in my opinion, there's nothing better. And we're actually launching bathrobes in a few weeks at the end of the month.
Now, are yours like the big, huge ones, or are they a
little more? They're plush. They're the same material as our towels. They're super soft and just the most cozy. They're actually, we have them available for men and women, and they're sized small, medium, and large. So they will actually.
So it's not like the hotel.
They won't be, where you just like pull it out and it's like on the floor. I mean, at least for me.
Sure, same.
But they will, you know, they can actually be fitted and fit you the way that you want them to fit, and make them better for lounging. So, I mean, if you really want to, you know,
go the extra mile,
put out the red carpet, you know, get a bathrobe. But I do think that things like candles are really, you know, a nice touch, and really can keep the room smelling well. You know, some like nice light co-ed reading in the bathroom, and products also, like having, you know, guest products, you know, an extra toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, things that are not just for men, but also, you know, show that you're taking into consideration your guest is really nice.
That makes sense. You said 7 to 10 days for bedding. What's the, and I'm sure I'm going to fall short of this, so I almost don't want to ask, but how often are you supposed to wash your towels?
I say every 3 uses.
Yowza! Oh, God.
But, you know, that's, it's, you know, the thing that's most important, actually, for towels is that they're drying in a place that's ventilated. Because if you keep them, I mean, and I know, when I lived in New York, I never had a bathroom with a window. And so, you know, my towels would get smelly quicker. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the technical term. But, you know, and they don't have that breathability. So what I used to do is throw them in my bedroom and, like, have an open window. And that can definitely keep them staying fresh longer. But, you know, you want to keep them fresh. Our towels are actually are Aero cotton, which is a type of weaving material that is more aerated, so they're actually more quick dry, as well as being soft and absorbent. But I think it's, you know, you want to just make sure that they're drying thoroughly and with some freshness.
That totally makes sense to me. I also think, I mean, when we're talking about like pricing for Parachute specifically, because it's direct to consumer, it's less expensive than you would be getting from a similarly Luxe.
Yeah,
line.
Absolutely.
And so you're actually able to have more. I feel like that's a tip that I think
that
a lot of guys
is a great tip, and that's super. Thank you for reminding me. You know, we recommend
that doing your job. buy more sheets, guys. Buy more towels.
So we recommend that you have at least two or three sets per bed. And that'll actually keep them, you know, it might seem like you have to spend more at the beginning, but it'll keep them lasting longer because you won't, like, if you just have one set, you're going to wear through it so much faster. And the same goes with towels. You know, when I have a guest, I like to give my guest two towels. You know, I think especially for women, we like to have a towel for our hair, one around the body. And so that's something that's important, as well as a face towel, you know, whether in, you know, you can kind of get away with a washcloth or a hand towel, but I think one of each is really important as well. Yeah. And being able to also have places for your guests to put those after they've used them. It's kind of awkward being like, where do I put this? You know,
yeah, like which one's my
yeah, bag? Exactly. Yeah. So I think, you know, having a clear space, you know, just shows that thoughtfulness and intent.
I love that. I also think that if you have more, then you're not as afraid to like throw older stuff in the hamper because you don't have to like quickly turn it over.
Exactly.
Which again, it just, it sounds like something adults should know to do.
Yeah, you know,
you get into a habit of sort of living a certain way, but yeah, yeah, it's nice to think about upgrading when it comes to both home and bath.
Yep.
I'm curious, what's the worst bedroom and or bathroom situation you've ever seen as a guest?
Oh gosh. I mean, for me, you know, I would say that any sort of bedding experience where I find like food or crumbs is like particularly not pleasant. You know, it's like never fun to like roll over and have something attached to your skin that doesn't feel normal.
Doesn't belong there.
No. And I would say, I guess, in the bathroom, you know, it's so simple. Well, there's a few things, and like not to be too vulgar, but like clean your toilet, that's all I'll say.
Sure.
But you know, like shaving and like having hair everywhere, you know, it like gets on the toothbrush and all that stuff. Like, it's just so easy to rinse down your sink, you know, one quick little wipe of with anything really will do.
The edge of your t-shirt, come on guys.
Yeah, anything, yeah.
Yes, I think that's a good one. That's probably what would pop into my head first as well. Last question before I kind of wrap up, but
yeah,
how can men and women compromise when it comes to decorating in both the bedroom and the bathroom? Because, you know, when you start to cohabitate or when you get married, even if you're just, you have a, you know, roommate of the opposite gender, I think there can be some...
Well, so that's really what we like set out to do, was create a brand that was very gender neutral at Parachute. You know, we, if you look at our site, it's not scary at all. I mean, there is no bold prints, there are no bright colors, there's nothing that, you know, you would see that would really turn you off or make you, you know, have an adverse reaction. And that's really intentional. So, you know, our colors are super neutral. I really believe that the bedroom and the bathroom should be very relaxing spaces. And so, you know, for me personally, my room is white. I don't have any art on the walls. Like, I keep it as minimal as possible because it's a place where I want my body to relax. And that's not to say that you can't have art and decorations and things here and there, but you can do whatever you want. But I will say that, like, having clean and very simple bedding and bath products has really been, you know, something that I feel very passionately about. And what we really invest in are more textural pieces, like, you know, whether it's blankets or, you know, this or that, that really can help add. But I think that's, you know, that's the best way to compromise if you keep things simple.
So it's not about the guy getting to have his, like, paisley bedspread one week and the woman
exactly
gets to have
her floor. I think that's so complicated. And you know what we've seen so much in our store is that we have this customer that are these couples that come in, and we hear all the time, you know, we are so, like, this is the easiest shopping experience, like, we've never agreed on anything. I mean, we have men that are thrilled to buy blush linen because our blush is not girly, it's like got this like dusty gray undertone, and like all of a sudden it, like, they're like so excited about buying pink. I mean, I like swear to God, I've met men that prefer that color. I mean, it's so, you know, we
you're
definitely
creating a permission structure for being comfortable saying I'm excited to decorate.
Exactly. And you know, our colors really they're designed to mix and match, so you can, you know, have, you know, a dark color duvet cover one day and like switch it up to a light blue, and it still will go together with your sheets and your pillowcases. And so you know, we really aim to please both men and women and make, you know, and to eliminate all fighting. And you know, this is your bedroom, it's your bathroom, it should be a nice special place.
I love it. So I'm just going to wrap up by asking you the same question we ask all of our guests on Style Girlfriend is, what was your first $1 million moment? And for us, that's what we call sort of the first time where you looked in the mirror and just could not help but give yourself like finger guns and like make the James Bond kind of face. Like, what was the first time that you just were like, oh, I am crushing it?
Ugh, that's a hard question. I think, you know, as a founder, you're often such a critic of yourself, and, you know, it's, I really have to make a point to celebrate, you know, milestones and victories and all of that in order to you know, I mean, but the way I look at it is every day that I get to do this is a win, to be perfectly honest, and is, you know, every day is also a challenge. You know, the highs and lows are unreal. But, you know, I think for me, it really, if you really want to go back, like, to the beginning, I mean, I think having a first customer email and say, I love what you guys are doing and thank you. I mean, that was like, you know,
did you cry?
It still moves me, and it's still, I mean, we celebrate those, and we, yeah, you know, we share those emails with the team, you know, our customer service team forwards them around. I mean, we really, they inspire us, you know, and it never gets old. And when I meet someone that, you know, that is like, I'm a parachute customer and I love what you do. I mean, that, like, I still can't believe it. You know, it really, it's surprising. And I mean that genuinely, like, it never gets old. And, we love our customers and we love, improving for our customers and introducing new products that our customers want. You know, I mean, we really care about the people. We wouldn't be here without them. So, yeah, I think, you know, I get those moments. Those are the things that really move me and make me feel like, wow, we're doing something that has an impact.
I love it. Ariel from Parachute Home, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yay.
That was Ariel K of Parachute Home. Go check those guys out at parachutehome.com or stop by their showroom if you're in the LA area. They're based in Venice and it's beautiful. It's one of those places where you walk in and you're like, oh, I'll live here. I'm not going to go anywhere else now. So go check them out. Thanks also to our sponsor, 5-4 Club. Remember, Undressed listeners can get 50% off their first month's package when they sign up with the code STYLEGF. My brother would not steer you wrong, I promise. So thanks for listening. This is Undressed. I'm Megan Collins of Style Girlfriend, and we'll talk to you soon.